Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. My pleasure to have Diane Summers back with me again on the 88.9 WLRY Farm page. Diane is a SNAP Ed Program Assistant in the Fairfield County office. Wow, what a holiday. What do you think, Diane?
Oh, it's been something else this year, that's for certain.
So tell me this, in all of the programming you do, and we know you do a lot of programming with schools and with a vulnerable population through SNAP Ed, do you sense people have really adhered to staying home and maybe baking and doing more home meal prep this holiday season?
I think there's definitely been more meal prep at home. One of the things we try to do is encourage people to make those items that include raw ingredients, meaning your meat and your vegetables and those kind of things, and trying to stay away from some of the things that are highly processed, the frozen meals and things. Mm-hmm, hopefully people are, you know, hitting that produce section and trying some new things.
Mm-hmm. You know what I notice? More than anything else, I have noticed in local grocery stores, like a package meal type deal, like you buy the entree and then you buy the fresh vegetables to accompany that. And I was just at a grocery store yesterday, and it was the chuck roast and all the fixings to go with it. And I actually bought one because I want to try it. You know, I mean, I think that that looks like that's the kind of meal that I could get a second meal out of.
Oh, definitely. And you can use your crock pot for that. That works really well for people, especially if they only need small amounts or they're just getting started figuring out. The main thing you want to check on that it's if the meat is kept in saline, then it might have a higher sodium content.
Sure.
So you do want to watch that. However, that's a great way to get started and figure out what it is you're doing, too.
Exactly. I thought I was really impressed with what I saw. I mean, it had all the same things that I would have used. You know, like usually a chuck roast for me is one great meal, and then whatever is remaining is the starter for vegetable soup. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
That's kind of the way that I've done it over the years. But let's get back to a little bit more of this holiday thinking. And like I have heard several friends say, I've been home. I think I made more cookies this year than ever. And now I'm not real sure what I'm going to do with those. How can you help us out there?
Well, there are some things that you can do. If you have made a lot of holiday cookies, you can freeze those so that you can enjoy them throughout the winter, and then you're not eating too much at any one time.
Yeah. Is there a trick to freezing those? I mean, when you talk about freezing cookies, I've never had a lot of luck with that. I assume we want a low kind of flat container where we can kind of just lay them out in layers. Is that correct?
Yes, that's something that you want to do. The first thing before freezing is making sure that if you've just baked those cookies, you make sure they're completely cooled before freezing. And then you want to wrap those cookies up, or you can put it in that shallow container using wax paper or plastic wrap or aluminum foil between the layers.
Okay.
Kind of wrapping around them to make sure that air is not getting to them. And then if your container has a lid, making sure that it's sealed well, or just making sure that you're using that freezer grade type of a bag or thing that will help keep that air out and prevent freezer burn.
Mm-hmm. And you need to be sure before you start that you've got plenty of freezer space that you can give up. You know what I'm...
Yes, that's right. And also make sure you label those bags or containers as well so you know what it is that you have.
Okay. So could you freeze those in like the low, shallow container, and then you realize, oh, wait, I've got more cookies than I know what to do with. I'm going to freeze batches in the low, shallow container, completely frozen. And then I'm going to try to stack just bags of freezer bag cookies in my deep freezer or on top of my refrigerator or beside, whatever my home refrigerator freezer combination is. Is that a possibility to do something like that, Diane?
Yes, you could stack those. In fact, it would be better to have multiple containers so that you're not pulling out just an entire batch at one time. That mm-hmm. way you're just pulling a little bit out as you need. So by doing it that way with the bags, that would help.
Oh, okay. I never thought about that, because if you happen to, you've seen those big plastic containers that they fit a lot of cookies in. And I'm thinking, I'm going to freeze all those and then I pull them out, I still may waste cookies because there's more in those containers than I typically would use at a time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Now, if you knew you were going to have another large event, you could do that. But with the way things have been this year, you're better off with those smaller containers.
That's a good thought. What other seasonal favorites are, prime for the freezer? Because I think a lot of people have had a lot of problem with this is the batch of fudge I always make, or I always make this much Chex Mix. I know you could give it away, or you could do a porch drop of some of your goodies. Can fudge be frozen?
It actually can. The first thing you want to do is make sure you've got that airtight container. Mm-hmm. And with that at room temperature, it will last about 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay.
Refrigerating it will extend it to about 2 to 3 weeks. And then if you freeze it, you can keep it for about 3 months as long as it's tightly sealed.
Okay. And that's why the labeling and probably dating on the container is really important.
Absolutely. And you never know if something might get lost in that freezer and you're actually pulling out something from a previous year.
Oh, trust me. I've done that.
I have too.
So tell me this. So let's talk a little bit. We've kind of gotten through the cookie or the dessert part of Christmas dinner. But let's say that we've had the big dinner and we realize that we might have had last minute cancellations to our dinner party. Or maybe we just didn't get the size ham we wanted and we're staring at all these leftovers. How can we use those up and help us understand what all we can do and what our options are, Diane?
Well, as always, you want to store leftovers within 2 hours just for food safety and to prevent bacteria growth on the food. But leftovers can then be kept and used safely about 3 to 4 days, depending on the item, if you put it in the refrigerator.
Okay.
And if you're longer than that, you always think, when in doubt, throw it out.
Okay.
And then if you freeze those things, you can keep it to 2 to 6 months. It really depends on what the item is.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing is, again, to make sure that you store it in usable portions so you're not thawing and freezing multiple mm-hmm. times mm-hmm. on there. But go ahead and make sure that you use something that is designed for freezer storage for the best quality on that, and also to make sure that you're not going to get freezer burn, those kind of things mm-hmm. either.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's okay? Let's say you've had the dinner's over, and you're starting to put away leftovers, and you realize that you've got, grandma who didn't come to the dinner, or you've got an aunt that didn't come, or you've got a family relative that was not feeling particularly safe coming to your dinner. Is it okay to get those kind of containers where you might have some divided containers or something? You could go ahead and make them some homemade freezer style dinners and deliver those or freeze those and give them to them at a later date?
You could. Having the dividers in them really helps because your food is different textures, density, those kind of things. So having them separated out in that single container works best to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's lots of things we could do. Let's say we had the Christmas ham. For me, I don't know about you, Diane, the Christmas ham is, sometimes it's sliced up for an omelet the next day, or we have a few ham sandwiches. And then, if we have a large ham, sometimes we do a ham salad, but oftentimes the ham and ham bone and little pieces are bean soup over the holiday period. So there's lots of different alternatives. And Diane, you can help folks with that, can't you?
Oh, we can. There are some different resources that we use that you can look into to maybe add that ham or those other meats into things. Looking at the USDA choosemyplate.gov, there are recipes available there. And for us, we use the celebrateyourplate.org, and they have recipes. It's not so much that it will say using leftovers, but it will have different recipes where you use already cooked ham or already cooked turkey, those kind of things.
Perfect. Those are all good and helpful tips because, you know, we've all been home. I think we're all a little tired of cooking and we're all looking for something that we can do kind of easily, but not with a lot of different ingredients. And I think your recipes really lend themselves very well to that. You know, pretty simple, straightforward, pretty basic. A couple more questions. I know you work a lot with children in the schools. So do you have any tips, Diane, on keeping those kids trying to eat healthy, keeping them out of the Christmas cookies, out of the Christmas candies? Do you have any tips or anything we could do to try to stay healthy during this holiday? I call it holiday grazing time.
Oh, absolutely. Whether it be for kids or adults, we want to make sure that we don't overload ourselves with the extra treats of the cookies and the candies and things. So during this year, I haven't made as many. That's one thing. But you also want to make sure you have those healthy snacks around. So things like fruit and vegetables, just having those available. Because if you are going to graze on those snack things, it's good to have those healthy things there. Even some yogurt or cheeses and whole wheat crackers are good to have around too.
Perfect. So you said you made less this year of the holiday treats. Tell me maybe your favorite cookie you baked this year.
Oh, wow. Well, just last night, my daughter and I made Spritz cookies. That's one that we only have at Christmas time. So that's a special one that you use a cookie press for. So that's really fun. And we like the peanut blossom ones also.
Oh, good. And how about, because this is a question I've asked everybody this season, what's a favorite holiday tradition for your family?
It's funny you ask because we did just talk about this the other night, and there are two main ones. One is going to cut our own Christmas tree,
yeah,
which was a great thing this year to be outside and out hiking and those types of things. The other one actually is baking and cooking with the family because it's a chance to be standing around and talking while we're working on that, a chance for family bonding. And when the kids were little, it was a chance for them to be creative on those, maybe those decorated sugar cookies and learning to measure and things. So just lots of good things, both fun and learning also.
Oh, good, good. Well, my special guest, Diane Summers with OSU Extension in Fairfield County, one of our SNAP-Ed coordinators or program assistants. We thank you for being a part of the 88.9 WLRY Farm Page, and Merry Holidays to you and your family, Diane.
Thank you so much. We enjoyed talking with you today.
Goodbye. There we